This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah. Glad you're here. KJRadio.com. You can reach us at 844-551-8255. No one saves us but ourselves. No one can. No one may. We always must walk the path ourselves. You can be born. You can be gifted with all kinds of talent. And you can do nothing with it. I know people like this. I've described friends of mine. I have a friend who's got work in the Smithsonian. He sells enough artwork from time to time just to pay his bills, and then he stops. And he's got work in the Smithsonian. I'm not even kidding. And I think to myself, wow, Carl, why don't you do more? Why aren't you a hustler for that? If you want to go out and, well, now this was years ago, but if you want to go out and chase women and stuff like that, Carl was right there with you, man. And you know what? He wouldn't have money, but he would hustle drinks in the bar. Wouldn't even come to me half the time. He would hustle drinks. It was like a part of, but ask him to go do something with his art. One of the most gifted artists, I promise you, you've ever seen. And he wouldn't do a thing. Work in great galleries. I mean, just stuff like it. And the only time I'd see him, he'd say, oh, I'm doing something for a gallery, and blah, blah, blah. And people, when you go see him, people love this work. He'd sell enough in the gallery, get his money, and then he'd go off. You didn't know when you'd see him again. He'd disappear for 6 months, 8 months. Oh, man, yeah, I'm in Ghana hanging out. I'm getting some. He would go to, he would bring back Kente Fabric. And where's Kente Fabric? I think it was Nigeria. But he like, yeah, man, I want to get into this Kente Fabric thing and all this. And he was working with multimedia, but he wouldn't do anything. And who can you blame? Who can you blame? You can look around and say, oh, it was the girls he was hanging out with. No, it wasn't. It was all Carl. Anyway, you got to have the strength, the fortitude to do the things you want to accomplish in life. And the quicker you learn that, the better. The quicker you teach it to your children, the people around you, the better. You have strength inside of you. I was talking to one of my people that works on my team. She's been through a lot of medical issues. And has a debilitating disease that's been in remission now for a while. She's finally feeling good, but she's not confident yet about her work because she'd been out of the workforce for a while. And I told her, I said, look, here's the deal. I don't like weak people. And you're not weak. I go, you've come through a weak period. I get it. But you are not weak. You're a warrior. And to be on this team, you have to act that way. I don't worry about mistakes. You know the old saying, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness. That's the rule. You can't really do much wrong around here, because I told her, for us, we spent 8 years where everything is a nail and we're a hammer. If we were swatting flies, we did it with a hammer. You don't kill a whole lot of flies with a hammer. We've been inefficient. We've been all these different things. But you know what? We still were effective. We still had the warrior's creed. We got up every day with these stupid hammers trying to kill flies. These guys are laughing at me. We do it in radio right now. We're trying to kill flies with a hammer. Oh, man. And you know what's so sad? So I'm going to put our dirty laundry out here. We don't look for sponsors because we don't have time. And so everybody's like, they think we make money in radio. And I go, we could if we got off our butts. And I feel like I'm about to tell my Carl story right now. But look, I'm too busy. I'm too busy to slow down to go find sponsors for the radio program. And if you know them, send them to us. Call us at 844-551-8255. If you just want to be a benefactor to the show, do it, because we need you. Because let me tell you, we do not have the time. We have not been able to look. So, but anyway, that's our dirty laundry for radio. Oh, you can contact us at kjradio.com. I have a buddy. He's in radio. His name is Joe. And Joe just sends out an email, says, hey, look, you know, I got to pay for my radio program. I've been doing this a long time. You know, if you listen and you like what I do, please support. And Joe does very well. But we haven't even, I don't want to sound lazy because we haven't even done that. And here's the reason, I think the reason why. All Joe does is radio. We do radio. We got a movie coming out, bleedingbluemovie.com. So that's being redone. We've got charity work that we do all the time. We are always kind of hitting people up for just a little chump change here and there. And I think that we feel like at times we may be overdoing it. So, and I'll be honest, we hadn't done a fundraiser in 8 months. I just self-funded or, you know, got people to work with me on different things. But, yeah, we hadn't done anything in 8 months because we just feel like we don't want to overwork. We don't want people feeling like we're just hitting you up for that. But the fact of the matter is we don't make any money in radio. Yeah, we don't. You guys are horrible. What, are you starving? No. So who's funding you? Exactly. Pretty boy right here. So look, strength. Strength is what got us to where we are today. Strength is what's going to keep us here. It is our responsibility to not show any more weakness. We gave the left a chance. Don't admit it. I mean, how much of a chance would you want to give them? We did everything for these guys. We let them have Obama. We almost gave them Hillary. That would have been way too much. Thankfully, God intervened on that and said, no, you're not going to get Hillary. But we did everything we needed to do to say to them, hey, you know, you had your shot. They had their shot. They felt strong. They're no longer strong. They still want to live on the muscle memory of having strength, but they don't. We are the strong ones. And every day when I get up and I look in the news cycle and I see the crazy nature of leftism, I say to myself, you know what? I'm so happy to be on the side of righteousness, to have a set of core values that allow me to live my life in such a, you know, a way that I don't want to walk around saying I'm proud of it, but I'm not unproud of it. I'm happy that my life is going the way it is and that I'm dealing with the things I'm dealing with because Lord knows, you know, I would not want to be on their side of these issues. They're wrong on everything. And, you know, turn on your TV. The other night it was Golden Globes. Soon it'll be a football championship and there'll still be a kneeler or there'll be somebody, you know, lamenting some situation that has nothing to do with you, but you'll be wrapped in it. They'll say, oh, it's those racist conservatives and these Republicans and this, that, and the other. And it's not us. Their problems are exactly what I said when I started this particular segment. No one saves us but ourselves. No one can and no one may. And you must walk your own path. Buddha said something very similar. And I know he's pretty bright. So there you have it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Funny story. Oh, my gosh. We got a funny one for you. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But I got to tell you, funny story. So global climate change, as you guys, you know my stance on this, man. I mean, come on, y'all. This is a fraud. One of the biggest frauds perpetrated on the human race since the invention of currency. And that's all it took for somebody to go, yeah, we've all got the same money. Then somebody goes, I want more than you. I do more than you. And next thing you know, it's all greed. Before that, we just bartered. That's what we did. We, you know, you wanted to get the horses shoed, and I needed to get, you know, my shoes made. You know, so we traded out. You were good with leather. I was good with metal. You name it. You were the doctor. I was, you know, that's how it all worked. And so that, to me, that was the purest form of currency. Even though I don't misunderstand me, you know, the guy that's going to come clean your house is maybe isn't worth as much as the doctor, you know, who's going to take care of your sick kid. Just keep him from getting scarlet fever or whatever. But I'm just telling you, that was when it was pure. But then we made money. And when we made money, then you had lazy leftists who, what? Do you know what they want to do? They want to determine how they can get your money the easiest way possible. And so you look throughout history, all the ways that they've scammed you. There's a Ponzi scheme. Don't misunderstand me. Conservatives can do some wretched things as well. But it's going to be generally a leftist who's doing wretched things. And the global climate change is a ruse that enriches a handful of global elitists who play games and they bet on the stupidity of the public. So they pay a few people to sell their gimmicks and then they profit at unimaginable amounts of money. I mean, just think about it. Al Gore, I don't know what he was worth before, but when he got into the farce of global climate change, he's making movies, he owns a jet. I don't believe he owns a jet, but I know he flies around in a big fat jet. This guy's worth, he sold out, what was it, I forget what it was called, I forget the name of the TV thing he sold, but he sold it to Al Jazeera for $100 million. So he probably had 50 in it, sold it for 100. So this dude's worth a fortune. And he did it on nothing. So I learned that one of their puppets got arrested, these global climate farce guys that, you know, I think they call him an expert, but he's like a scientist, a global climate scientist. But there's a twist. And here's the story. The EPA's highest paid employee and a leading expert on climate change was sentenced to 32 months in federal prison for lying to his bosses. You're going to love this part. Said he was a CIA spy working in Pakistan so he could avoid doing his real job. Now, the guy's name is John Beals, and they called his crimes inexplicable, unbelievably egregious. Judge Ellen Hovell said when she imposed his sentence in Washington, D.C. federal court. And Beal also agreed to pay $1.3 million in restitution and forfeiture to the government. That's a lot of coin. I don't know where the guy got the money, but you'll find out a little bit more. So here's the rest of the story. Beal said he was ashamed of his lies about working for the CIA, a ruse that, according to court records, began in 2000 and continued until early this year. Now, we're talking about, this is a 2017, story. So from 2000 to 2017, this guy who worked for the EPA said to his bosses, "I'm with the CIA." Now, here's what he goes on to say. "Why did I do this? Greed. Simple greed. And I'm ashamed of that greed," Bill told the court. He also said it was possible that he got a rush and a sense of excitement by telling people he worked for the CIA. And this is a quote. "It was something like an addiction." Shocking to me, folks, that this bureaucrat called his job and the subterfuge of that job a rush. How many other do-nothing bureaucrats do you think get that same rush? I told you guys a story of a warehouse so big with the government that there were people that hid a little area where they set up flat screen TVs and stereos. Think about how big something has to be for you to be able to play a stereo and nobody know you're there. This thing, they said, was like a luxury apartment. And they just commandeered TVs, stereos, computers, sofa, bed, you name it. It was an area that they just set up and a handful of people knew about it, and that was that. This is going on in our government. And believe me when I tell you, there's nothing you could tell me about graft in government that I would be like, "Oh, really? That's shocking." Everything to me is going to be like, "Well, yeah, okay." Anyway, the article continues. Beal pled guilty in September to bilking the government out of nearly $1 million in salary and other benefits over a decade. He perpetrated his fraud largely by this is the part that got me. Failing to show up at the EPA for months at a time, including one 18-month stretch starting in June of 2011 when he did, quote, "absolutely no work," as his lawyer acknowledged in a sentencing memo filed last week. When Hovell asked Beal what he was doing when he claimed he was working for the CIA, he said, I spent time exercising, spent a lot of time working on my house. Now, I want you to think about how easy things must have been in the Obama administration once you declared that global climate change was legit. How easy were things at that point? Unbelievable. What private sector job, let's just ask the question this way. What private sector job could you not show up to for 18 months, claim to be a CIA operative, and get paid? See, Obama laced the EPA with people willing to promote this false data of global climate change and milking the taxpayers, and that was it. This is just, I find this one of the most amazing stories. How do you not fire somebody in government when they've got a job and you say, look, Bill or whatever his name was, you haven't been here in 18 months. It's like the dude that had the 100-pound testicle. At a pound, you think he's going to see the doctor. Or somebody else is telling him to go see the doctor because you can see it through his pants. Okay? But they didn't. They didn't do it. Are you serious? I find this amazing. This is the inefficiency of our government that's going to let somebody run a ruse like this for 17 years, since 2000. God, what's this guy getting paid every year, too, by the way? You know, he's got to be making, you know, 150 to 175 grand a year. He's the highest paid guy at the EPA. Maybe he didn't start that way, but he was at the end. There's so many things I want to know about this story, seriously. I'm sure there's some curiosity here. What do you do? Anyway, short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson. You want to know how you know you're winning? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You know you're winning because the left has decided they want no more potential. No more potential for the repeat of Crooked Hillary's campaign. None. They now recognize that Hillary stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and though Sanders had no shot against Donald Trump, what he did deserve was fairness. Yeah, he needed to be treated fairly. The Democrats stacked the deck against the old socialists in the most imaginative of ways. In one way, though less imaginative, was through these superdelegates. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? And so the party now wants to make sure that the cheating of the Hillary campaign as it pertains to superdelegates cannot happen again. So Politico wrote about it. They said the Democrat Party's Unity Reform Commission is recommending cutting the number of superdelegates by about 400 to a 60% deduction. Many of the remaining superdelegates would see their votes tied to the results in their state. The commission is also suggesting that absentee voting be required as an option for presidential caucus participants. It is calling for automatic voter registration and same-day voter registration, and it wants to mandate public reporting of raw vote totals from caucus states. This is going to go in a Rules and Bylaws Committee and then likely to a full 447-member Democrat National Committee vote for consideration this year, in fact. So they say it's not going to be about 447 people. It's going to be about millions of people and how they pick up this challenge and the path, said Larry Cohen. Okay, fine. But what essentially they're saying is we watched Donna Brazile. We watched, from her book, you know, what came out from that. We've looked at what Debbie Wasserman Schultz did. We now know how the Hillary campaign, had intervened on things. And now we got to do something dramatically different. We got to give people a shot. And I would say to you, they're trying to make it fair. But I don't think that's really it. I think what they're trying to do is say, we never want another Hillary Clinton type scenario. And good for them. Anyway, I want to shift gears. So Jake Tapper did an interview, and it was amazing to watch this interview. I don't know, did you guys see that interview with Tapper? I talked about it earlier. I couldn't remember the guy's name. His name is Steve Miller. Now, I don't know why I wouldn't remember. Steve Miller. Keep on rocking me, baby. Boom, 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 boom. Keep on rocking me, baby. Anyway, it was Steve Miller. He's a White House advisor. I talked about it because I said that I know I talked about it on the radio show because I remember saying that it was not Steve Bannon. It was Corey Lewandowski who hired him. Okay? So anyway, after he did this interview, very contentious interview, he was escorted off the set of CNN, and they had to have security guards. Yeah. This is what I'm reading. Two sources close to the situation told Business Insider that after taping was done, Miller was politely asked to leave several times. He ignored those requests, and ultimately security was called, and he was escorted out. He's not a tough-looking dude. He's like a little old... Yeah, like he's just a mousy looking dude. Now, he could fool you like a buddy of mine named Robert, who looks like an accountant, but Robert will give you the blues, man. Bad dude. But anyway, they escort him out. But here's what was funny about this. Miller's handling of Jake Tapper was masterful. Masterful. He did what I've recommended to my radio show listeners for the better part of a week or two weeks. I told you guys, refer to President Trump as a genius. That sets off the left in ways, it's like waving a red flag to one of those red things that the matadors do to a bull. It's the equivalent of that. It sets them off. Call Donald Trump a genius and they don't know what to do. So here's what happened. Jake Tapper, he asked Miller to comment on fake news' work of fiction, Fire and Fury, the Trump Inside the Trump White House, this book by Michael Wolff, which, by the way, is being touted as the Holy Grail right now. I was talking earlier about, what's her name? Kitty. Anyway, the lady that's kind of a gossip columnist that wrote the book about Oprah. Her book is a complete... I mean, it looks like it's total nonfiction in comparison to Wolf. Wolf just goes, well, if it sounded like it was kind of true, I just said it was okay. You know, it was just a complete lie. Yeah. Well, I read you guys a piece from it the other day where he says, so what if two different people contradicted the story? I still, it wasn't for me to decide. I'll let the reader decide. He didn't want to get to the truth either. Well, somebody said they say Trump is stupid. Other people say he's genius. Well, you be the judge. Psst. I mean, it wasn't on things like that. It was on things that you could actually factually figure out. But anyway, that kind of stuff I wouldn't even put in a book anyway. Even with two anyways. So, while he's on talking with Jake Tapper, and he's baiting him with this political, he says, Trump, he called Trump a political genius. Tapper snidely commented, there's only one viewer you care about right now. He was referencing, what's his name? Steve Miller, rocking you, baby. Anyway, what Miller was saying. And so, if you watch the interview, Tapper is he's really getting under Tapper's skin because Miller would say things like, well, as you guys would know, because you report fake news, this is the way things work because you're a fake news reporter kind of an organization. And had you gotten the story right, you remember how you guys really screwed up this particular story. And it was just interesting how he did it. And he kept baiting this guy and he doesn't know what to do. Tapper's just like, and he wants to keep coming back to the book and to the narrative. And all he says is that book is, and he's almost robotic. That book is absolute nonsense. It's not worth the paper to use it to wipe your butt. I mean, I wish we had a clip. I didn't get the, it was like 8 minutes, right? Still, we could have gotten it down to like 30 seconds or a minute of it. But it was really good because he just kept needling him. And then Tapper kept coming back to the book, and then he would needle more and say, oh, really, you people want to make a big deal out of a book that's little more than, for all intents and purposes, that book is fiction. And it's driving Jake Tapper crazy. So, later in the broadcast, at the very end, I didn't even see this in the first clip that I saw, but it said, Jake Tapper cuts him off. He says, I think I've wasted enough of my viewers' time. Thank you, Stephen. And then he goes, he brings it to an end. And Stephen's still trying to talk, but he just cuts him off. And, of course, as I said earlier, Miller apparently didn't want to leave. But that wasn't the end. Because Tapper had gotten his butt kicked. Yeah. It was horrible. And let me tell you why I can talk to you about this stuff firsthand. I have been in the green room after a person gets their butt kicked in an interview by me, and they are livid. They are fuming, okay? They're fuming. They don't want to talk to you. They're, you know, and because I'm not a pacifist, they know. I'm not worried about you being mad after an interview. But so anyway, they're so mad. And here's what they're doing. You can almost see them mumbling to themselves like, I should have said this. I could have said that. You know, and interview's over. You can't say anything. You've been beaten, and that's the end of it. So I've been there. Now, I'll tell you from another story. One of my buddies, his name is Chris. I got him on CNN. Very first interview he did, and I watched it. And Chris did everything wrong. He'd move his head when, you know, like, oh, that's nonsense. And he'd look up. Y'all can't see me, but he would move his head and he'd look up and he'd do things. And so when he got back, he immediately texted me, man, you got to get me back on. I'm so mad. And they frustrated him because they, you know, he wasn't talking right. You know, like they get him over talking and stuff like that. It wasn't a horrible interview, but it wasn't a good one. And he knew it. And he was like, man, you know, just gotta get me back in there. That's what you want. When that happens, you want to get back in the game. You're like, oh. Even when I've had a mediocre interview, I want to get back right away because I'm like, oh, I could have really torched that guy. I've never lost, you know, in an argument like that. But there are times when you go, I could have done a lot better. So that's what I wanted. But anyway, anonymous sources at CNN said that Jake Tapper screamed obscenities at the camera crew, threw a coffee cup at the wall, and demanded CNN never make him interview Stephen Miller again. Now, I'm going to give you a disclaimer right now and tell you there's no it's an anonymous source of CNN. I saw it in a tweet, but I believe it because I know how these anchors are. I went on a show with a CNN, and the lady was so mad because I said, this is a silly topic. And she was like,
I don't think it's silly.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who have been passionately avoiding reality for 3 years are now entering a new year passionately avoiding reality. You know, there's a whole series of these things. Where I'm working on a book right now called Trump's America, and there's a whole chapter of how wrong they are. I mean, whether it's somebody saying he couldn't possibly be elected, a number of people who said the stock market is going to crash the minute he's sworn in. I mean, you go back and you pick these people up. I have a standard rule. If I look at the Sunday morning shows and all of the wonderful elite Washington figures have agreed that the sky is going to be blue, my assumption immediately is it's not. Because they're wrong so up.
What's up, America? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Fear not. That's the rule of the show today is to fear not. Gingrich just described how D.C. is looked at. It's lies. You now have learned how to look at the media and all these the different people that come out like Michael Wolff. Oh, my God, Donald Trump, he's an idiot. I never said that. That's what the people said that I interviewed. He finds himself on the hot seat. And you know what's funny? Watching the left invest so much into this guy, Michael Wolff, who wrote the book Fire and Fury, the work of fiction about Donald Trump, I'm telling you, I wish I could put you inside of my head. The minute I saw this guy talk, I went, he's a liar. He's making himself look bigger than what he is. And a lot of his information, guess what, we find out comes from Steve Bannon. Now, he doesn't admit it, but he because he's asked outright, is this where this information came from? Steve Bannon, and as we've learned, is one of these guys. He was brought into the Trump campaign, didn't fit, couldn't get his stride, because I don't think Bannon's that talented personally. But he couldn't get his stride, and so when he leaves, he decides, okay, I'll do this interview. This will give me make it look like I'm bigger than I really am. You've met people like this. They can't. It isn't good enough for them just to say, yeah, I'm just an ordinary guy. They got to say, no. I was a cross country skier, and I didn't. You know, they got to beef up the resume. You don't have to beef up the resume, man. People will accept you. But people like Bannon, they get up there and they're like, okay, I gotta grab that brass ring. Every one of the politicians on the left, I swear to you, if you look at their resume, you look at what they believe they've done, and then you go actually look at what they've accomplished, it will be such a dramatic difference. You'll wonder, how could you possibly write this about yourself? It is a lie. And you know what? Guess who's exposed is the very liar who claims he's got all this information on Trump. MSNBC, CNN, all these guys are running around doing interviews with this guy, selling this stupid book, the billionaire that's targeting Trump. He sent this book to everybody in Congress, probably bought, I bet you this guy bought 500,000 copies or something so he could distribute it out because he's after Trump. And what do we find out? He's a liar. He's a bald-faced liar. And now the leftist media is starting to challenge him. Yeah, so there was an interview he did with a chick, I forget her name, she was on MSNBC, and she said something like, well, you know, I saw a ring of truth in the book. There wasn't any, he's like, you know, if you talk to people and it appears to be true and it has a ring of truth, well, then it could be true. That may be true about Schweitzer's book on Hillary Clinton, as he connected the dots on all the ways that the Clinton Foundation was doing their crooked stuff, but he based it on facts. Here are the facts. There, it wasn't conjecture of somebody going, well, I had a conversation with this guy, but that was refuted by this other person. He said, nope, here's what the Clinton Foundation did. Here's what Hillary did. Here's what Bill got. Here's how the Russians did it, et cetera. You can discern, is it real or is it not? His book is in no way close to this. And guess what? The lamestream media is finally going, wait a minute. This isn't passing the smell test. I swear, you've got to see this interview he did with Nora O'Donnell. I think she's on ABC or CBS. He's on a panel, and there are three people there, and Nora O'Donnell is asking him questions. I'm going to play you the clip here in a second. Get that clip ready for me. But here's what I really want you to understand. You have to see his body language when she starts asking these questions. So you can't see it, obviously, on radio, so I'm going to describe it for you. He's obviously caught in the headlights. You'll hear that in the way that he answers the questions. But when she asks him the final question, his eyes start to shift, and he's looking up and around because he doesn't have an answer. And he knows he's been caught. And what's interesting is Nora's pressing without just blatantly saying, this is a work of fiction. But she comes as close to it in the lamestream media that you could possibly come. And I'm going to give her credit. She was not holding back on this guy, kind of drilling down. Had that interview gone another minute and a half, this dude is toast. So you're going to watch this dude go up in flames, but you're not going to see any mea culpa by CNN or MSNBC or any other people. Now, again, to Nora's defense and her station, I haven't seen them interview him. and coddle him the way he had been coddled on CNN. Jake Tapper, in his very bad interview he did with Stephen Miller, he actually used this thing as a Bible, and it finally got some people to go, you know, I mean, when you watch the video, you're going, you know, you act as if this is all, you know, validated, verified information, and it isn't. But he treats it that way. Nora O'Donnell doesn't do that. So let's play that clip.
Did you speak with members of the president's cabinet for this book?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
And did you speak with the vice president?
I did not.
When was the last time you spoke with the president for this book?
You know, as I've said all along here, and the White House seems very focused on this, and I've spent about 3 hours talking to the president over the course of the campaign, the transition, and in the White House. But the important point I want to make is that this book is not about my impression of the president. I came into this with no agenda. I continue to have no political
agenda.
Fair enough.
But it reads like a running narrative. Like, as you say, you were a semi-permanent spot. You were a fly on the wall in the White House. But
exactly.
It does also read like your main source is Steve Bannon. Would it be correct to sort of say that?
It would be not correct. He's a very large source here, but there are many, many, many.
You have written it's worse than you thought. It's worse than anybody thought, that he's mentally unstable, that he's an idiot.
Okay, I did not say he's mentally unstable. I would not be qualified to do this. I'd say I have merely described, and mostly not my impressions, the impressions of other people, of the people he deals with.
The president denies he ever spoke with you for this book at all.
Well, I think he probably had no idea he was speaking to me for this book. When I would meet the president in the White House, we would chat as though we were friends.
Interview to greet someone and say hello. I mean, that's not a journalistic exercise.
Yeah, you said 3 hours. You'd spend 3 hours with him.
Well, through the course, I have sat down with the president for an extended periods of interviews. But there's other periods in which, and that's essentially what he's saying, they're trying to parse this and saying, oh, I didn't know that I was speaking to him when I saw him in the White House,
just to clarify, the White House says the last time they have a record of you meeting with President Trump was February 2017. That's just barely 100 days into his presidency. Did you interview him after that date?
Let's separate this out.
Welcome back. I love that interview. Nora O'Donnell, you can tell she's playing investigative reporter. When was the last time you spoke with the president? That was the setup question, and he didn't answer, because she had the information. She says the last time you were in the White House, according to the White House, was whatever, March of 2017. So she had the answer. She was waiting for him to give something, which he didn't. Well, I've spent 3 hours talking to the president, you know, during the campaign, the transition in the White House. Now, if you're a fly on the wall in a campaign, which is what he says, and he claims he has no agenda. But if you're a fly on the wall, it means you have access. And it would mean you have hours of documentation, because they've given you access. If you watched House of Cards, and I'm not trying to make, you know, it sound that way, but the when that writer was doing a story on the family, you know, the name of the family, he was there. He was around them 24/7. It isn't like you 3 hours during the campaign, the transition, and his presidency of a year. That's how much you base your book on. It's 3 hours. And part of it is, oh, yeah, he would meet me and say, his Nora O'Donnell says, you know, you meet people, they say hello. Is that part of the time? Is it, hey, how you doing, Mr. President? You stand around for 5 minutes as he talks to other people, and you go, check mark. That's like the way attorneys bill, right? Then she says his main source was Steve Bannon. No, not really, but yeah, he was a lot. And then everywhere he talked about mental instability, that was they showed pictures, and he had claimed that Mnuchin and all the generals were saying that Trump was unstable. Wolf is busted.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.